Everyone knows that there's plenty of different foods to try at the Wisconsin State Fair, and one of those classics that's here every year is roasted corn. I'm Allison Lund with the Midwest Farm Report. I'm here with Eric Young. He is the chairman of the corn roast here at the State Fair with the New Berlin Lions Club. Eric, could you tell me, what does it look like to prep for State Fair?
Well, this is a year-long thing. A lot of Lions clubs have many different projects going on throughout the year. We've got a handful of them because the State Fair corn roast takes a lot of time. We are preparing throughout the year. In fact, when the State Fair is over, we will already be doing our briefings, our debriefings, and thinking about next year, what we need to change.
Where are you sourcing all the corn from?
This year, we are getting our corn from Alsum. They worked with us last year. We were so happy with the corn that they gave us. We're glad to have them here again. They are located in Randolph, Wisconsin, two or so hours away from here. The corn is picked fresh every morning for us, so it's been a great partnership.
So is someone hauling that corn in each day of the fair from Randolph?
That's right, yeah. A truck comes in. After hours, all of the restaurants and stands out here are all getting replenished with their supplies. And, yeah, our truck comes in from Alsum, full of nice fresh corn. They load up our refrigerated corn crib, and we have plenty of fresh corn the next morning to start roasting.
Do you have an idea of how many ears of corn you're going through throughout the 11-day State Fair?
It's interesting. We've been keeping numbers for a long time, and we find that we serve corn to about 10% of the fairgoers. Typically, we are shooting for 100,000 ears of corn sold to meet the million people that come each year to the State Fair. We're always trying to speed up our production and our sales because we know there's plenty more customers out there. But generally, we sell 100,000 ears of corn.
And I can imagine that there's many hands that go into making this happen and getting the food out to people at the fair.
Yes, we rely greatly on volunteers. So this is a charity corn roast. All of the money that we make that doesn't have to get reinvested back into the operation, it all goes to either charities. We support about 35 different charities throughout Wisconsin. But we also have a huge group of volunteers that come out and help us. And we donate to school groups, youth groups, community groups, and some of the charities that we support, they send people out here. Each year we use between 1,100 and 1,300 volunteers to operate the corn roast over the 11 days. That's the number of shifts that we have to fill. We do have a lot of people that come by and do multiple shifts, but yeah, that's what we need to make this work.
Wow, that's a lot of volunteers and a lot of shifts to fill. Do you find that you have a hard time canvassing for volunteers? I know we're in a time where it's hard to source for labor.
Yes, back in 2020, we didn't run a corn roast at the State Fair. That meant that all those volunteers that we would be relying on, that we would be donating to, they had to find other sources to raise the funds that they need for football pads or, you know, whatever it might be, soapbox derby. And we think that we lost a lot of our usual volunteers because they found those other places to go and volunteer, and so they didn't need to come back here. We're in the process of rebuilding. We still have a lot of very dedicated groups that come out and help us, but we are always working really hard to find more volunteers.
Now, backing up a little bit, I know that you mentioned your corn you bring in is fairly local, just from the Randolph area. How important is it to you to make sure that you're sourcing local corn?
Well, we didn't always get corn from the state of Wisconsin. There was a time when we were getting it from Illinois. It was just the nature of what we needed to do at that time. This is several years ago. Well, we made a decision that we were going to use Wisconsin corn. And that's always very important to us.
And now, focusing on the product you have here, the roasted corn, you know, that's something that is sort of a mainstay every year at the fair. How do you keep bringing people back, that 10% of fairgoers, for something that isn't really ever changing?
All I can say is that we, of course, working here, get a chance to taste the corn. And I always think of it as just, you know, it's an ear corn. I have corn with several meals throughout the year. But when I bite into that corn, I don't know, it's just so much better than you'd ever think it is. That is why people love our product here. We are very careful with the way we roast the corn. We're very careful with making sure it's well buttered. And then we have three seasonings that we offer. These are our own blends to try to enhance that flavor. It's just really great corn. That's why people keep coming back.
Now, what makes the New Berlin Lions Club stand out compared to the other stands that may roast corn here?
I think the biggest thing is that this is a completely charitable operation. When you come by our stand and buy an ear of corn, not only are you getting something that is delicious, but you're also helping your community. You're helping the state. You're helping fight hunger, cure diseases, prevent blindness. You're doing all these things by buying our corn. So that's the big distinction.
So it really sounds like corn for a cause, right? Again, this is Eric Young along with us. He helps head up the corn roast stand for the New Berlin Lions Club here at the Wisconsin State Fair in West Allis. Again, if you're at the Wisconsin State Fair Park, be sure to stop by for some roasted corn. You won't be disappointed. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Allison Lund.